Hello, everyone. Thank you for being here. I love and appreciate each and every one who has made the time to come live and for when you listen as a recording, for your presence as we take a moment to breathe in deeply and call to our higher selves, connecting them to the highest conscious light vibration of God that we are able to connect with fully. And we ask for the golden light to fill every cell of our physical being. Soak that in, allowing it to permeate every aspect of you, your emotions, your heart, your spirit, your physical organs, I see. All aspects of yourself, just bathing you in golden light in the physical. Just concentrate on allowing that energy to permeate, to heal your grief and your sadness. Allow you to feel and to know divine love, divine support, divine truth, divine trust. Just take a moment and allow the golden beings of light to show you the way to those aspects of yourself that are in divinity and that we must fully open our hearts to bring into ourselves the knowing. It is so important to have the knowing at this time, every time, of course, but more so now than ever, it certainly feels. As each one of us has our own thoughts, feelings, beliefs, patterns and habits and all those things that are being triggered at this time, specifically so that we can overcome them. A lot of our language is changing. It's not only just about release anymore. We're overcoming, we're releasing, we're letting go. But most importantly, we're on a trajectory to greater levels. Those greater levels aren't just about what we're healing, we certainly are. It is about becoming that greater aspect of ourselves. So in our last masterclass, we were given the keys of knowledge having to do with the cosmic wheels of life. I just keep hearing that over and over in my head, and so that's what we're going to call them. Even though one of the wheels is the cosmic wheel, right? We're going to just call them all the cosmic wheels. Because what it revealed to us was that there are, throughout all of our existences, many wheels. And what makes this really interesting is that wheels, much like programming, have their own levels of programming that we have been a part of and have played a part in our lives, in whichever existence they were the predominant wheel. The older the soul, the more wheels you have been governed by. And wheels that have nothing to do with this particular universe, this planet, or anything here. But that doesn't mean that your soul is not influenced, affected, or impacted by them. So in this work that we're doing, it was revealed to us that there are seven wheels that are affecting you. Not every one of those, and that was what was most interesting in our last masterclass, as we found out that some of us were only affected by a few, and some we could only feel the most immediate one. And so as we were talking about them, we realized, wow, there are seven. And so what we notice now is that we're going to begin the work to deconstruct how those cosmic wheels of life are influencing us, let's say in the negative, but rather also keeping us from our full power. Everything that we are here for is in opening our hearts and our connections from here, us as a vehicle here on this planet, all the way to our soul level, as high as we're able to reach. When I say high, I know it's not distance. Just it's easier for me to understand it, that high, low, right? That makes it simpler. So it's as the highest frequency that we're able to connect with, because we are infinity, as is source. There is no limit to us. And so there is much for us to reclaim, or to allow ourselves to re-merge with, however it works for you, right? So we're gonna just take this deep breath. Before I came on live with you, it's been a very interesting day. Not in a bad way, but in a really soulful way. I've been reminded first that the energy that is coming in for us has been scattered, okay? And that's a really interesting concept. We always imagine that everything is done with such purpose that it must be us that's not receiving it the way we're supposed to. So in this scattering of energy, it's causing us to feel more frazzled than ever. Not all of the energy is for each one of us. Again, some of us need it. Think of it like missing frequencies. Some of us need the energy to heal and clear things. Some of us are using energy that's coming in to accelerate. So there are different energies, and not all of it is applicable to each one of us all the time, but it doesn't mean that it's not bombarding you. So that's one aspect that we are having difficulty dealing with sometimes, is that we've just got all this energy coming at us, and it is up to us to receive it and integrate it and activate it and utilize it. So those things are there. Then we have the energy of mass consciousness that is in disarray and chaos. And so the other day I wrote to the groups that I had awakened in the middle of the night, nauseated and feeling totally overwhelmed and sad and just wanting to cry and heavy, so, so heavy. And it took me probably 20 minutes or more to realize that it was not my stuff, but that it's almost like it was attempting to integrate with me. And I know that a lot of times in spirituality, we talk about transmuting and transmuting for the collective. And that is part of our job. And so when this energy is coming in and is trying to overlay us, that's exactly what it is, to overlay and to weigh us down. It is our job to transmute that energy. And then once we do it for ourselves, we realize, wow, we can do this for others too. Because this energy is consciousness as well. It's just a different form of consciousness. And it's part of our work to see through the illusion of what's happening and to gain the insight and the knowledge through our higher self that is connected to our souls, what it is that we can do to help ourselves and to help our families and our communities and humanity by doing it for them as well, and for anyone who's willing to receive. So it's been a very interesting day, as I said. I was reminded today very strongly about the miracles and the beauty of the universe and universal energy and what it means to be connected all the time and to be consciously connected all of the time. This can take some practice, and that's part of our work too, is that it isn't all automatic all of the time. As we remember to be connected consciously, it'll become easier and easier and less needing of tending like a garden. But especially in times of chaos, we do need to remember to tend this aspect of our own development and our own connection in order to more swiftly move with the energy, to be able to connect with it and to feel it all around. So part of what I was reminded of prior to coming on with you today was the need to start today with a cleanup and a reclamation of all aspects of ourself that can be rejoined with us on every level of our being, and the merging of ourselves as much as possible on also those multidimensional levels. Our greatest strength, individually and collectively, is to merge with as much of ourselves and activating our light bodies on as many aspects or levels of ourself as possible. So it's, I always see it as crunching together, really merging all aspects of ourselves, and at the same time lighting yourself up as a being of light. So it's kind of cool to see, and each one of you may have your own way of imagining it or seeing it. And I want to say too, for everyone who feels that you're not at the same level as others, to just allow that to release. I just heard, put a pin in that. So put a pin in that. It's not true. What matters is for each one of us to be right where we are and to allow the energy that is being brought together and heightened by our unity here to help you to move quicker through whatever it is that's keeping you where you might feel that you're stuck. A lot of times being stuck is something that our mind says, and it's because things aren't working the way we want them to. And this is the part about divine trust and divine wisdom that matters, okay? Because as we truly believe in that divine trust, divine wisdom, divine truth, the more we can see through the illusion that our mind believes something isn't working because blah, 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 whatever the reason is, okay? We always have a lot of reasons for things. And once we get out of needing reasons, our life becomes more fluid. And it's not that every moment is perfect. That's a lie in and of itself. It's that we are able to more fluidly swim or surf or whatever it is that you see yourself gliding versus being stuck right in space, right? Anyway, now I want each of you to close your eyes. I want you to take 3 deep breaths, in and out. And in this deep breath, each one, just allow whatever needs to be released to just let it go. All your worries, thoughts, stress. And ask your mind to participate in assisting you today by oming to yourself, allowing yourself to find that place of peace, to allow your mind to know that all is well, that you are special, special to you, to your family, to your community, to every one of us. We need you. We need each one of us to know and honor ourselves so we can know and honor one another, so that we can unite in the light and work together. Now, the cleanup has been provided for each one of you. And I see several of you coming back into alignment and your spirit selves entering your body once again. Fully feel that, just stretch. I see somebody stretching energetically, like, oh yes, I'm coming back into my body. This feels great. That's right. It feels great. to fully inhabit your body. And now we ask and step into more fully, and even in some cases, expand our golden Merkaba all around us. And we're going to call the higher selves of each one of our family members. You don't need to do it in your mind. We're just calling out through our higher selves to their higher selves and invite them to receive. To receive the work that is being done today. This will help you and your family to stabilize the energy within your own homes. Even our pets are called, we call them too. What I know from being a mom is that it's really fantastic for me to feel peaceful. The minute I leave my office can be a whole nother world, right? And so the more work that I do to assist myself and my family, and then of course our neighborhoods and communities at large, the easier it is to maintain my vibration. And in maintaining our vibration, that is when we are connecting to possibilities and potentials that assist us to create and to live peace and harmony, and to be shifting ourselves and our reality into higher dimensional reality. I've been saying often too this week, I was reminded the other day that if several years ago I was channeling information that had to do with an hourglass, sands in the hourglass, and how the hourglass, the middle piece that's very small where the sands go through a few granules at a time, it actually opened, and instead of an hourglass, it became like a cylinder. And my understanding was that at the time, everything was fully open, and us. And so information and clearings and energy is just free flow. And we're still feeling that energy. It's still free flow in a lot of ways. And we're bringing in a lot and we're receiving it and where we're letting go and all of that. But at the time, a little more than 2 years ago, I was asked by the host when I was channeling this, how long is that going to stay open? And at the time, the answer was, we don't know yet. And this week it came in that the process of that middle area is starting to close. Again, we don't know how long that'll take or what it means exactly, but we know that it's something that I've been saying for a while, which is, it's a choose a side time. We're choosing the side of light. It's why you're here. We're choosing the side of expansion and evolution of our consciousness. And so that is the work that is being provided through this group of like-hearted, like-minded people, that we're coming together for those things, expansion of our consciousness and of our light and our spiritual gifts and abilities to be able to utilize them here in this reality, because that's the true merging of your physical self with your multidimensional selves and your light body. That's the true measure of that emergence, is when we have truly merged, we're able to hold more light and direct it and use it for creation. It's really a beautiful visual that they give me about how that works. So I'm anxious to see and to be able to do it fully. And I heard the fully because I was just given the, but we're doing it, okay? Just again, is the mind thing of, well, I can't exactly, you know, create an iPhone just because I want one. And that's not exactly the final example of what means we've succeeded, right? So we have to be grateful for every step so we can continue to expand it. All right, so I want you all to take a deep breath. We are ready now to begin the channeling of our of our lesson on the first cosmic wheel, which is the rainbow cosmic wheel. I will remind you that last time we had two members that more fully were connected with the emerald and the rose of that rainbow wheel of life. Just as a reminder, we have new people here this time, and so I imagine that by all of us connecting, we will be learning more and receiving more about what it means to incorporate this aspect. All right, so if you are not in your most comfortable place, now is the time. Just close your eyes and breathe in and out. We connect our higher selves to the highest conscious light vibration of God, and through this connection, we ask fully for all aspects of ourselves from all dimensions that can be reunited with us, to be provided with an unconditional love healing on every level of our being, and to merge as many aspects of ourselves as possible into one. We ask for the golden light to fill us, to provide us with the elixir of life, allowing the awakening of more of our spiritual gifts, abilities, knowledge, and understanding to come through with vivid clarity. Just keep breathing in and out, and om to yourself if needed, if your mind is getting in the way. Allow whatever is happening for you on any or every level, physical as well, to just pass through as it needs to. Not attaching our thoughts or our feelings or wondering what it is, just letting it do its thing. The greatest progress comes to us when our hearts are open and you are in your golden Merkaba, knowing you're protected, that you are safe, that God loves you, you love yourself, and you are in harmony and balance and alignment with your soul, your soul's greatest good. Okay, we're going to just allow this energy to continue to permeate as it feels really intense. For each one, the rainbow wheel of life affects all of us. And the reason that it does is that it is just outside of this particular quadrant of the universe. We are an aspect, not the whole aspect of this universe even. It is sometimes hard to believe or to know or truly understand and grasp the magnitude of infinity. The rainbow universe is a collective. This collective has been an aspect of your rainbow and what you know to be the rainbow, driven down in frequency, of course, meaning that there is a higher frequency of rainbow than what you consider to be a rainbow. It is made up of seven rays, so you could call this the seven rays cosmic wheel of life. Each ray working together and blending together does not create the color black or become white as you perceive it in your own universe. These colors intertwine. They merge with one another, yet they keep their own properties. It is not stagnant, it is not harsh, it is not rigid. Rather, they're fluid rays. This governs you not in a bad way, but rather it provides you with the ability to be fluid, to maintain your own sovereignty while working together with all other rays. It is not about superiority. One ray is greater than another. It is rather the harmony that the rays create working together. This wheel of life has its treachery, but even more so, it has its bounty. And as you reconcile those aspects of these seven rays and free yourself from the underbelly of them, you will once again flow throughout the rays, utilizing these special frequencies that they provide that are only available at this other dimensional level. While this is not a higher frequency, think of it more like a parallel universe. This parallel universe is juxtaposed with you, and you frequently cross into it, even in your current life. It's something that you don't realize, but actually happens a lot. It is why sometimes when you try to do something using methods you have in the past, and suddenly they don't work. Or they work in a way you didn't intend, or you didn't understand what happened, and it wasn't what you thought would happen when given the guidance. It's partially because you don't see the difference. You don't know or notice when you cross over into this parallel universe. Therefore, you're not capable of making the adjustments on a conscious level. And you aren't being guided because it wasn't something that was in your purview. So now that you know, you will notice. However, today's work is about making this a seamless transition and ability to go back and forth as needed. Why? Why do you need to do this? Because, okay, so the other side is laughing at me. And I've always said a long time that they always crack me up. And I think I crack them up too. Because I said, why? Why do we need to do this? And they said, yes, Gabrielle, that's a very good question. Why do you need to do it? And that's what made me laugh. So what they're showing me is, it is as if we are, we have one leg on each side of this parallel universe. And it is partially what we are creating. We've opened this doorway so that we are between worlds. And a lot of people have been feeling it like, oh, we're bridging the gap, right? And we're at the 4D-ish spot. You know, we're not really in 3D, we're not really in 4D, we're not really in 5D. You know, aspects of ourselves are all over the place, and that's causing people difficulty right there to be able to bring themselves back together. And it's why we started today with bringing all aspects of ourselves together, for bringing your spirit self back into your physical body, so that we could then do this next piece of the work. So for all of us, this parallel universe is acting as a stabilizer. And it is because we're not fully anywhere. We're sort of in the middle, caught in the middle. And so this rainbow wheel of life, these seven rays that are different than the seven rays that we know here in this dimension, in this 3D planet Earth, these other seven rays are providing us, it's like filling in the gap. However, it's causing clashes for a lot of people because they're not seamlessly working together. It's like taking, you know, we have law books over here, and then we have books about magic and creation over here, and those planes are not meeting. Therefore, they're taking the frequencies that are needed to allow us to seamlessly shift. There's not an merging that's happening from our current seven rays that rule this existence. They're not meant to be merged. What is meant is for us to more seamlessly shift back and forth, to have the consciousness to know that we are shifting back and forth, and to be able to utilize energy from this sister parallel universe in our own current reality. We are not allowed to leave this reality anytime soon. There is a lot of work to be done, but we are being gifted with the ability to utilize what is in other energetic spaces, other dimensions, and learn to bring it into this dimension, into our current reality. And I hear that it's going to make it easier for us to practice this ability by not reaching a higher frequency in order to do it, but rather just reaching over to our left versus trying to raise our frequency and create, because that's been a little bit harder to do. So now in this cohesion that's happening, making this cohesive balance for us, we're more easily able to just switch on over. So I'm being shown a picture of, like, imagine going into the kitchen and getting a PBJ sandwich, right? Well, perhaps the PBJ sandwich that's over in our sister universe is made out of, you know, beautiful, amazing, it's not a jam, but it looks really glittery and yummy. It's more golden, of course. But that this food over here is more nutritious, so we're able to reach over there and bring it in over here. So it's just an interesting parallel idea when we say things like, you know, organic food is really expensive here. That you're able to just reach over into this parallel universe and you're able to easily bring it into this universe. I find that interesting. So we're just taking a deep breath and asking for what each one of us needs to be able to more easily connect with and seamlessly go in and out of this particular cosmic will of life to assist us to do that. Reminding you that the golden beings of light are assisting each one to integrate it and mitigate it as well. So that's the underbelly side, the side where you may have been stuck or been governed by in a way that was actually lowering your vibration or keeping you from being able to move through that frequencies and parallel universe in with ease and grace. So that is being worked on as we are here together, so that you can find the seamless aspect of this parallel universe. It is not a portal, understand? This is not a portal, it's not a gateway. This is just always right there. It's not you have to go anywhere. It's just having the consciousness to know when you are fluidly moving in and out, because you're already doing it. And most of the time it makes us feel discombobulated and we don't really know where we are or what happened, what just happened. So now it's with consciousness, and that we will know and clue into what it is that we need over there. Do you ever come down the stairs? I'm being reminded. So how many times have you been in another area of your house? You get this idea. Oh my goodness, I need XYZ. And the next thing I know, I'm walking down the stairs and I land in my kitchen and I have no idea why I'm standing there. That, they say, is this where you've just crossed over and it's like you almost lose consciousness. And see, it's not dementia, people. That is so funny. Okay, it's not because we're losing our minds. It's because we just walked into the next parallel universe that's just right there, and we have forgotten our consciousness. We didn't bring it with us. Okay, so now that is what's being tweaked. Oh, thank goodness. I'm gonna finally stop feeling like I'm just crazy or I can't remember anything for more than 5 seconds, right? It's because we are transversing this without consciousness. And so now that we have the consciousness, we will know that is what we've just done. And you can stand there and demand to be brought back into your reality so that you can remember consciously what it was you were looking for, or just bleed back and forth without any issue. That's fantastic. I am so excited to hear this. That is amazing. Okay. So we want everyone to take a deep breath and see and feel and know how this is going to work for you. Because that example was specific to me, but I am sure that many of you will understand it and understand. So Gani says, ha ha ha, oh my God, she's so relieved. See, Gani, you're with me on this. I thought I was really losing my mind, but evidently we've just been passing into this parallel universe, not with consciousness, and now you will have the consciousness so that we can utilize that side for what it is. So also I'm being told that even when you get there, like when I arrive in the kitchen, whatever it was that I was thinking I needed, which is why I came all the way downstairs to get it, that in actuality, that's just many times to get you to the location that you need to be. You didn't actually need anything. And so when that happens, I'm being told, go ahead and close your eyes and say, I'm here. What is it I need to receive? Show me the way. What is it I'm supposed to do? Whatever it is, there's something for you to be in that particular location. So that's why they were explaining it to me in that way, because there are many times that I will end up somewhere in my house and I have no idea why I'm there. Or like today, I just felt really strongly that I was supposed to go to the store, to the grocery store, but I didn't do it first. And so later when I was like, okay, I'm supposed to go to the grocery store, but I could not come up with one reason why I needed to do it. And now I realize I just needed to be in that area for something, to receive something, to pass frequencies and codes that needed to be passed. But at the time that I was given the impetus. So there's a lot of messaging here for each one of us to pay more attention to what's consciously happening, but we're not conscious of it, okay? There are pieces for each one of us to pick up and to deliver for ourselves and for others so that they too can have their evolution and their spark. And that's how I'm seeing it and what they're showing me. It's a spark, right? We're providing it for others, even if you never speak to them. It's just something that is being delivered, but needs to be delivered through your physical presence in that moment. Wow, really beautiful. So now this coding is being provided for each one of us to allow us to have this higher consciousness and the abilities that have been described and prescribed for you. Each one of us has our own template of how this works. And so you will take the time and put your conscious energy into exploring what this means for you and even for the areas that still aren't flowing for you. As in everything, when we try something on, it may not always fit just right. And we need to do some tweaks. And you also need to practice. Everything that we uncover and are provided in this work together allows you the opportunity to expand and to claim not only gifts and abilities you already once had, but have been disconnected from you. It gives you the opportunity to reconnect them, as well as giving you the opportunity to receive other gifts and abilities, enhancements. I hear. Well, I like enhancements. Take that deep breath in and out. And now we're just allowing the golden light to shift what needs to be shifted within us to allow this new frequencies and energetics to be connected within us and allowing us to shift with ease and grace and wonder. I wonder what will happen when is going to be our new mantra. I wonder what's going to happen when I do X. When I put my consciousness on this, I wonder what will happen. When I consciously know what it is I'm meant to create, I'm easily able to create it. And that's a big key for people. Many times we believe that creation only happens when we mentally know what it is we're going to create. And then we set out and do X, Y, and Z, and that's how we created it. But in actuality, when we are given the information, and we know what it is that we are meant to create, then it is super simple for the universe to provide that for us, because we get out of our own way, and now we're able to expand ourselves and our consciousness to start utilizing other dimensions from which to create in our current reality. That is fantastic. Whew. All right, deep breath in and out, everyone. We say thank you. Thank you to the golden beings of light. Thank you to God. Thank you to each and every one of us here joining our energy and our light together with pure love in our high hearts for ourselves, for our connection with our soul, our connection to the highest vibration of Source. We are so grateful and happy and feel at peace for all that has been provided for us today, our new insights and understandings, for all to integrate with ease and grace, allow us to activate it and utilize it in our current lives. Thank you. So be it. So it is. So mote it be. So, how is everyone doing? If you want, you can hit star 9 or raise your hand and we can talk. You can ask me whatever, or tell us or share with us what you got, what you saw. We've come up with some amazing things that people have seen and were activated while we were doing similar activations in the past. None of them are similar, right? They're never the same. Star 9 or raise your hand on the bottom of your screen, okay? And while I'm waiting for people to come back into their bodies and to fully get in that space to share or otherwise, and I think it's star 9 if you're on the phone to raise your hand. While I'm waiting for that, Tara had asked that we work on those multidimensional layers that keep weight on. Keep us from being able to bring our physical self into full health and balance. So we are going to, if you would, just again close your eyes, and we're going to connect our higher selves through our souls to the highest vibration of God. And we are asking for each one of us to receive. Now, I am seeing, interestingly, a golden, I'm gonna call it a coin. It's not really, it's kind of a coin. Kind of a coin, kind of a insignia, that's what it is. It's an insignia, and it is to rewrite programming, but most importantly, to designate your human body as a holy vessel. So for those of you where this is missing, this is what you are being provided. And for those of you who had it already, it's being activated with the golden light. And as a holy vessel, big. We honor ourselves, our God self, and ask for the assistance for our physical body to recognize this as well. And to bring all aspects of your hormones into balance on an energetic level, providing for you the DNA frequencies needed that may be missing, and to turn off those that have become distorted, disorganized, disconnected, and in some cases, corrupted, to be brought into alignment, to be brought back into health, to be fully connected once again with all of your DNA chains on every level of your being, to call in the aspect of yourself that needs to be and can be replicated, so your body knows what it needs to do to replicate healthy cells and DNA and the frequencies needed to continue that healthy replication of cells. That's very interesting. Okay. Take a deep breath in and out again. Allowing this light, the golden light, the golden beings of light, to assist you wherever, throughout the multidimensional levels and layers where you are being affected, to heal them and bring it into balance, making you a whole, healthy, and balanced human being. Deep breath in and out. And as Alex has just written in, and return us to our full power and strength in the physical, etheric, and energetic realms, spirit, soul levels as well. We ask for this. And we receive and release all beliefs, patterns, habits, and programs that interfere with this higher level programming. We receive forgiveness. We forgive ourselves. We forgive God. We forgive others who have influenced, affected, or impacted us throughout our multidimensional existences. And we ask forgiveness from God and from all those other beings throughout our cosmos and our cosmic existences. For forgiveness in any way that we have hurt them, harmed them, influenced, affected, or impacted them. We ask to be filled with the golden light and the higher dimensional understanding of compassion, gifting our hearts and opening them to divine compassion, divine love, divine truth, divine trust, divine knowing, and being in divine alignment with our soul, allowing our mental, our ego self, our spirit, and our heart to all be in alignment with one another, and most importantly, in alignment with our soul. It is through this connection that we become fully empowered at our full strength, our full health, and our full capacity of light to be here and to do what we are meant to do as beacons of light for ourselves, our families, our communities, and humanity, shifting us through peace, love, and joy into the higher dimensional existences that we are meant to traverse and to arrive in, to begin the next series of our lives. We thank each and every one who is here, who is listening, throughout all time and no time, taking part in helping each one of us to embody the highest aspect of ourselves in wholeness and oneness, to be the catalyst for ourselves, the catalyst of light that is needed here, right here on this planet. Thank Thank you. So be it. So it is. So mote it be. All right, everyone. I'm going to open up the phone lines one last time. *9 if you want to speak. Hi, Carol. I hope you got in at 5. Doris. Doris says she's so excited to know that she doesn't have dementia. So looking forward to putting all of this into practice. And Alex says energy is literally pulling through her entire body. That's the most beautiful part about us coming together, is that the golden light, the energy that we are connecting with, the energy from the etheric and the void energy, which is what we are tapping into. It is so important for us to allow that to do the work that it needs to do, so that we can receive as much as is possible for us to receive with ease and grace, of course, not for any physical discomfort, because we don't have to blow ourselves out. In fact, it's not recommended, because we need each and every one of us here on this planet. If we didn't need to be here, we would go ahead and pass on. And that's not possible, because we need all of us to be in fighting shape energetically and physically, because our physical bodies need to be able to hold and process and utilize light. So it's a beautiful system, and we have to play our part in it. Now, Elaine says she saw rainbow hoop dancers. I love it. And Doris is very powerful. Doris, I know you wrote me the other day asking about how I connect, and it is not a super secret. I share it. I don't remember in what program anymore, but it's very simple. When I say close your eyes, you just roll them up. It's what I teach all of you. Close your eyes and roll your eyeballs up toward your eyebrows, right? And you allow your eyelids to flutter just to be comfortable. And it takes about 3 breaths for your brain to switch over into theta brainwave state. And when you do, you make the command, like I have even here today, Mother, Father, God, it is commanded to connect to the highest conscious light vibration of God. And through this connection, I ask for light, or I ask to be connected to the golden beings of light, but through the connection of the highest conscious light vibration of God. Okay, so that you can do your best to make sure you're connecting through light to light. Okay, now Carol wrote me earlier as well, so I'm happy that you're here. And let's ask now for all that Carol is working to bring to fruition in her life, that each one of us can relate to this, to have the courage to know and trust our own inner voice, to be fully connected to our higher self, to our soul, to allow this inner voice to speak truth, to be truth according to our souls, highest good and divine aligned path. So, having the courage to honor the knowing, saying yes, and asking to be shown the way, Carol, is how you make the next step. Sometimes it does require a bold move, and sometimes it's about being open. It's not that you do something. It's that you are following that inner knowing, and then when you get the next inner knowing for what to do, then you do it. Time is a very tricky thing, and it's something that I've been working on for a while. Good, Doris. I'm glad that works for you. I don't know how you know how to put a heart on there, Doris, but I'm impressed. So here's the thing for each of us to know, that when we get out of our own way, it's a lot easier. And what I mean, get out of our own way, it means our mind stops processing all the things that we know, okay? I shared a story earlier today with someone that I was working with, and it was basically a reminder of something that happened today, and it reminded me of how the universe works, and that it works a heck of a lot better when my mind isn't generating the ideas, and when my mind isn't in charge of, I know X, Y, and Z, and that's the only way that something can come about, because that's how it's done. It's how we do it here. When we remember that we're multidimensional beings, and now even having access to a parallel universe where we are fully capable of going back and forth and bringing what's needed from one side to the other, because we've just received the fluidity of that rainbow cosmic wheel. And so bringing fluidity throughout our current lives as well means that we're going to be able to allow the universe to create it however it needs to, that it is not going to be done by a prescribed way of us knowing how to do it. And so when we are open and allow that understanding to come forward, you more quickly will allow that path to open up for us. Does that make sense for everybody? Assume that that's a yes. Okay, everyone. I know today was a really big day. Some amazing energy has come through and will continue to come through for you as each of us are making this adjustment in the physical level. It generally will take a few extra days sometimes for us to be able to fully integrate physically what has happened energetically. And so I really want to hear from you. Let me know what's happening, what you're receiving. Practice. They were advising that we practice, that we realize when we've shifted the reality that we were standing in to our parallel sister universe. And I can't wait to hear what we all come out with this new ability, right? Because instead of it happening to us unconsciously and we're just thinking that we're crazy or, gosh, I can't remember anything, my mind's a sieve and judging ourselves, we now know that there's a purpose. And that too is freeing as well. Okay. You're welcome, Anita. Thank you for being here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, Alex. I love all of you. I send you much love, heartfelt gratitude, and every day connecting with you all brightens my day and brings a smile to my heart. And if I don't tell you because I haven't hopped out to our Slack conversations, just know that I'm thinking of you. Pop into my mind often, and I send you love and light, and I hope that you feel it and know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated by all of us here, and we need you. Rainbow blessings to all. Thank you, Elaine. All right, everyone. With that, I say much love, and we'll see you in 2 weeks for our next masterclass for, what's the date? The first Saturday of August. Okay? Much love, everyone. Mwah. Namaste.